But starting our night off, we have, he's new to the scene, but my God, is he ever making waves. He's one of our favorites. You can find him on Spotify with his podcast, Newfoundland Boy. You can find him on his website, WayneJones.com, or you can find him in the bookstore, but you can find him right here, right now. It's Wayne Jones, everybody.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey everyone, thanks for coming out, whether you're a comic or an audience member. Is this on?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Would you like it more?
You know, there used to be a time, I'm glad Ed started the politics stuff, because there used to be a time where, when there were wars going on, we used to say, the first casualty of war is the truth. And what people meant by that, of course, was that everyone, each side starts saying that the other side is telling lies. So there's a war going on in Gaza now. Actually, there's supposed to be a ceasefire going on, but they're still fighting. So it's hard to tell whether there's a war or what's going on. And the Palestinians are blaming the Israelis, and the Israelis are blaming the Palestinians. So it's so fucking juvenile. It reminds me of like either like schoolyard fights or like kids at home. So the kid runs up to the mother and says, "Mommy, Mommy, Sally threw ice cream on me." And then the other kid runs in and says, "Mommy, Mommy, no, Jimmy, Jimmy threw milk on me," kind of thing. "He started it," kind of thing. That's the level it is. It's all sort of politicked up, but I mean, that's the level you're talking about. Or like in a fight in a schoolyard kind of thing, where you'll have, say, Jim and Fred are in a fight, and they start to get going, they start talking about each other's parents. You know, Jim will say, "You know, your mother talks like a bayman," or Fred will say, "My father can beat up your father," kind of thing. They'll go like that, old school stuff. But then it starts to escalate. And that's when, welcome. It's funny, the silence is more disruptive than if you were talking. and that's when it escalates. So one guy says to the other, "You know what? Your mother's pies have a good flaky and tender crust, but everyone knows there's too much cinnamon in the apple filling." And everyone around the fight goes totally silent because he's killed it there. And the question is, what's he going to do next? So is he going to just go away? He's declared the winner. The other guy is saying, "You take that back!" And or is he going to sort of double down? The fucker doubles down. He says also, "We don't think your mother's bacon powder buns are very good either." And then everyone is in a goddamn uproar over that. And then Jimmy brings out the AK-47, and the other guy sends a drone at the other person's house. That's how it can escalate, even in the schoolyard with the weapons these days. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is the big war that's coming up. I'm not talking about World War III that fuckhead Trump is probably going to get us into if he survives that long. I'm talking about the big war, the huge war, the war on Christmas. This is the one where people who are normally adults and have a normal, regular level of intelligence think that whether you say Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas is a big fucking deal. And for me, I don't get that. Don't quite understand it. Sorry. Yes. And in Newfoundland, Christmas is particularly tainted because, not that taint, but you know, the other kind of taint. Tainted because we actually have a kind of a racist segregation thing going on here in Newfoundland. Every fucking Christmas, based on color. Dark fruit cake versus light fruit cake. There are some people that will not have dark fruit cake in their house. And that kind of racism, I don't think has any place during Christmas or any time of the year. But the main reason I don't like Christmas is because one year I mixed up my girlfriend's gift and my mom's gift. So I went to my girlfriend's place and I gave her the gift for Christmas. it was a box of chocolates on a card that said, "I love you, Mom." And she said, "Oh, yeah, thanks for keeping it straight. And by the way, that role play fantasy with Bob, that's never happening. I've already told you that." So that didn't go well. Then I go to my mom's place. I've already given her the gift, so she takes it from under the tree. I couldn't manage to rescue it. It's a glass butt plug. So she takes it out. She doesn't know what this is. She's a mother. She's looking at the thing. I have to be quick on my feet. I say, it's like, you know when you have a bottle of wine, you can't finish it, and you need to put a thing at the top to keep it kind of fresh and the air not taking everything out of it? That's what that is. So I managed to get out of that one. Happy holidays, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Hey, go ahead.
That's Wayne Jones, everybody. One more time, if you can't get enough of him, check him out, Newfoundland Boy, it's on Spotify. I understand that there's a couple of members of the house tonight that are going to be guesting on that pretty soon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yep. I'm looking at them right now. Yeah, I'm gonna interview Tanner and Sarah.
Oh, that'd be fun.